Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Time now for The Drive with Mark Ennis on 93.9 The Ville. The Drive is brought to you by Fitness Market, Louisville's premier location for fitness equipment and in-home saunas. Online at thefitnessmarket.com. Now here's Mark Ennis and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back into The Drive here on 93.9 The Ville. Mark Ennis, Jeff Lightsey Jr., 8150-939, that's the number if you'd like to get in here, 38-31-939 for the UPS Jobs text line. You want to hit us up that way. In my life, Jeff, nothing few things have fallen more in my estimation and like my excitement level and stuff than the NBA draft.
Mm.
And I don't think it's fair. But I recognize it used to be an event and I'd be stoked, and now I'm like, I don't remember the last time I watched it.
When was the last time you felt like it was a thing to you anyway? To like, hey, I want to see what happens in here.
I'm not even really sure.
Mm. Do you remember drafts that like you were excited about? Like, hey, I can't.
Ones from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's been a really long time.
Is it partly because there's not been a Louisville guy that's been highly rated in quite some time that you haven't cared?
No.
Yeah, the last one was with Donovan. That was, 2015?
Yeah. No, Terry and Montrez was 16, I think. Or was it 17? When were they drafted now?
Terry and Trez were before Donovan.
Yeah.
I'm misremembering the
Donovan's
years.
Donovan's maybe he's 16, 17 in that range.
Yeah.
It's not Louisville guy related at all. It's just, I feel like a lot of these guys are less impactful right away.
This is true.
It has something to do with some of the foreign players because I just don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Or what it means.
That's going to be a big
right?
thing. I mean, that's a huge part of it, at least for me.
There's also leaks. The NBA draft, NFL happens day two and three. Day one, a little bit, but not a whole lot. The NBA, I remember at times it was we're three picks ahead on Twitter than the TV.
Yeah, Woj and Shams.
Woj always was the best. He's like, I'm hearing that this team is enamored with so and so.
The Pistons would swipe right on whatever. Come on, man, we gotta do this.
Yeah, no, that
if you're gonna break the story, do it.
Yeah, don't pretend. Don't halfway do it. There's definitely you're right. I think massive one and dones kind of hurt the NBA draft because, one, you only got to see them for 1 year in college, and two, because they're only 19, 20, their impact isn't felt for 3 years in most cases. I mean, that's just how it is. And two, so there's that, and then there's the emergence of the foreign player that nobody knows about. Like, you can tell me how great Luka Doncic is. I've never seen him play, though. Like, he may be the greatest player, and the accolades that you stack up and everything, all of that sounds great. I've never seen him play.
Yeah.
Now, at least in Wimby's case, one, he was just a freak. And two, he played two games on U.S. soil. He played those two Vegas games. So it was even if I haven't seen him play before then, I have him against American players on U.S. soil, and I've seen that. But then again, he still is French. And how excited am I going to be about a Frenchman getting drafted to the Spurs? So, and then in this draft, you've got two guys that are going to go at the top of the draft. They didn't play college basketball. They don't have a vested fan base behind them. Because even if you only play 1 year, if you play 1 year at, let's call it Kentucky, you have all of Kentucky people behind you. You know, all of college basketball fans, if you were a fan of that guy, even if he didn't go to your school, behind you. These two French guys, I don't know if they have any fanfare going into this year's draft, and so therefore that makes the draft lackluster. So yeah, no, I'm right there with you. It's just like, I may turn it on. It's gonna be on. I will turn it on. It's gonna be on the background, but it's like appointment television. No, it won't be.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh, I am curious to see where certain guys go, but it's not like, the NFL draft. I'm glued.
Yes,
I'm absolutely glued, because it's
especially day one.
Oh, day one for sure. Yeah. Because there's so many trades. There's so many things going on. Like, you really don't know. Like, you have an idea. Okay, Caleb Williams is going to go number one. But what's going to happen after that?
Even if your team's not picking on day one of the NFL draft, it's still like you want to tune in because, you know, some teams trade up. Yeah. Or it's like, these guys are going to be running the league in a couple years. Like, I want to get kind of familiar with these guys now.
And some of them hit the ground running. Absolutely. Like, some of them are C.J. Stroud, like, right away. Yeah. Like, some of them are just dogs, right? Justin Jefferson, right away. And he got picked in the 20s. You know, like, so it's, and three guys went before him. So it's kind of like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this guy fell this far. Like, it has way more intrigue than like the NBA draft, which a guy who may impact 3 years from now, like, or may not be any good at all. So no, I get it. The fact that they extended it to 2 days is just like, why?
Because a lot of trading with the second round. Like, I'm with you because it was fine as a 1 day affair. But it's like, oh, the second round would give teams more time to make trades or something. And this year, I was telling you earlier, they got the Bryant James effect.
Yeah.
As if they haven't done like 2 months of that.
And I think the reason why I think they extended it to 2 days is because they're giving the NBA so much money. I need more content.
Yeah, that's 100% right.
I need more. I'm giving you, on your secondary contract, $2.5 billion a year. I need to get as much content out of this as possible for spending 2.5 on the secondary deal, and for ESPN on the primary deal, 2.7 billion.
Lord.
So if that means I got to push this, extend this thing to 2 days to talk about a bunch of nothing, then I will. And that's what I think they're doing it.
The some things change, some things stay the same. The Calipari has not totally lost his BS fastball.
Oh, no, he has not.
Right.
Like, no, he has not.
Now, I know he did what he was on McAfee today.
Pat McAfee, yes.
Like, he'd never done this before. The camera's like down below, and he had like just like a janky t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Very kind of an odd look for him.
For
right?
him.
Like, he forgot that he was had to do it.
Yeah.
Or something. He couldn't hand this off to somebody else to do it, so he had to do it himself. But in the midst of this interview with McAfee, where he says, like, hey, college basketball, NIL has changed things. Teams are older. My teams have got to get older and a little bit more experienced. Kentucky fans like, where the hell was this? he's still who he is.
Yeah, he is.
He claimed his players have earned $5 billion today.
It used to be three.
Up to five somehow.
Somehow.
Inflation. I don't know. what's he's got, you know, selective memory where he's sort of adding these numbers up a couple times. There might be some double count. $2 billion in a couple of years is a lot of money.
Literally. Especially maybe in a year. He might have said three last year. Like,
especially because, like, if Reed Shepard's a top five pick, that'd be their first top five pick in 7 years.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
I would have lost money trying to guess who it is.
Do you remember who it was? The last top five pick.
Was it Murray? Because Murray was seventh.
No, I think he wasn't top. It's not top five.
I know. That's why I'm talking out loud here.
7 years ago?
Was that? No, because Cat was 2015.
Maybe that's Fox.
It is De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, it's
number
Fox.
Five overall to the Kings.
Yeah, that had to be Fox. Yeah.
I don't know where the $2 billion came from when you went 7 years without a top five pick.
Now these guys get those second contracts because he said it. He said, what did he say?
He's also counting Shaden Sharp, probably.
He's played zero games. Oh, no, he's got all of them. Oh, you got two. Here's Cal.
But here,
in his freedom, he's been out of the league for 3 years now.
In his freedom. I didn't think about who you're talking about.
His online grifts, yeah.
He's become a trollster.
The
political trollster.
This quote shows, though, like, no matter how much he might try to change, he is still John Calipari. He's going to be at the draft tonight to support Reed Shepard and Dillingham and Justin Edwards, Antonio Reeves. He says, quote, "It's graduation night, and I'm going to go watch the students walk across that stage." That, man, he ain't never going to change.
Not at all, man.
Is that a great quote or what?
I mean,
that is
he's honest.
For him.
Yeah,
this is graduation night. I just said, like, the draft has really dropped in my estimation. He thinks the draft is the greatest thing ever.
For him, it is.
Like, the draft is.
It's always circled on his calendar more so than the first Monday in April.
It's graduation night. It's more important than winning a national championship. Like, this is the greatest night.
Changing generational families.
He freaking loves the draft.
Yeah. No, it's just
he helped these guys get out of poverty.
Yeah.
He ended generational poverty.
In generational poverty, man. Dude. I mean, hey, and then he started throwing out those statistics because it's like, why wouldn't you take one of my guys? He used to say, why wouldn't you take a Kentucky guard? He switched it up. Why wouldn't you take one of my guys? I'm not even putting a school on it. I'm just saying one of my guys because my guys, you know, have made up X percent.
Oh, those guys played for him, not Kentucky.
Yeah. No, why don't you take one of my guys? Like, people are calling me today about my guys.
He's mad at Derrick Rose's knees for giving out because he's like, I could have been telling people I made this much money in the NBA, but you ruined it with your knees.
It's wild, Spencer. Derrick Rose ruined it with his knees.
His knees.
Because that's what happened with Derrick Rose's career. Like, Cal can't say he earned this much money in the NBA.
Because Rose didn't get that second and third contract.
He's got John Wall Griffin the Wizards for a few years.
That's true.
And then Houston that's somehow. True.
Oh my goodness! Ooh, how the Derrick Rose knees joke was crazy. That was crazy. No, but he was saying that what of the guys that get drafted? Well, he said 70% of his guys get drafted, and 73% of that 70 get second contracts, and that's where that $5 billion have come from. So he's like, if you come play for me, not only are you going to get drafted, but you're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars.
And I love the fact, though, in his mind, because we talked about the Rich Paul, mm-hmm. you know, he's never responsible for anybody who doesn't make it, mm-hmm. only the guys that do. And if you think about it, he's even less responsible for the second contract, right?
Yes!
Like, if you're one and done,
literally,
I could see making the case that he was a big part of you
getting there.
Maximizing that short period of time and getting right to it, and he got drafted, and that I was a big part of it. But by the time he gets to that second contract, they spent 7 months with you. They've been in the league
4 years.
Four years. You are not a factor in that anymore. And that's the one he's eager to count even more.
Yeah. And like literally not a factor because during your time, they may have had quote unquote school. Like put a quote around that. But when they get to the league, it's all basketball or no basketball. Or however you want to do it. Like it's whatever you put into it is how you either are or aren't going to get that second contract. So like you said, it literally has nothing to do with you 4 years removed from college as opposed to, you know, yeah, we got $5 billion in NBA contracts. Yeah, but those guys got the $5 billion, if it's $5 billion, in those NBA contracts.
I would love to if he could really get the truth out of people. Like, I'm sure they're happy to go along with some of that.
Yes.
Being a good overall kind of teammate and stuff. But, like, on some level, if you're Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, like, he was not a super heralded recruit.
I think he was the lowest ranked recruit in that class.
Yeah, he was year. They settled for him.
Yeah.
When they missed on somebody. I vividly remember that. Like, this dude is taking credit for everything. Everything. Like, we get old.
Yeah, it's like NBA coach of the year.
I also worked at this, dude.
It's like, yeah, Mark Dedge and I, NBA coach of the year for the Thunder. It's like, yeah, he's not responsible for SGA exploding.
We had to teach him how to undo all that crap.
And also, like, Doc Rivers was like, yeah, we knew SGA was special, but we wanted Paul George, so we traded him away. It's like, if you knew he was this special, you wouldn't have fought. You would have fought a lot harder to keep him.
I just love that he called it graduation night. Sid looks
graduation night is hilarious.
It's perfect.
That is hilarious. It really is. I mean, that's peak Cal.
The draft, look, we're going to grade drafts and all that sort of thing. A good reminder that these don't matter at all and that no one has any idea what they're talking about. The Houston Chronicle, 1998, they gave the Dallas Mavericks draft an F. 1998, they gave the Dallas Mavericks draft an F. We want to hear the blurb that they wrote about the Mavs' two first-round picks?
Absolutely.
The Mavs had an infatuation with Dirk Nowitzki from the start, but they basically gave up the number 6 pick and an almost certain lottery pick next season to get Phoenix's Steve Nash and the German big man. Europeans are such a risky bet, especially in the lottery. So many busts, so few bloom, and Nash is a gamble. An F for ultimately Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash.
And Nash has been in the league a couple of years at that point, too. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm not sure the first Phoenix did how good he was. Because I know the second stint was amazing. But come on. Like, that's such a bad. It's always fun looking back. Like,
oh,
that's
sure.
Like the 20.
Freezing Cold Takes kills it on this.
Oh, show. Yeah. Like 2012 Seattle Seahawks. They got, like, Russell Wilson and a bunch of, like, Bobby Wagner and a couple others. Game Chancellor, maybe. It's like, yeah, bad draft. Those guys are all
won
famers.
Them a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Won them a Super Bowl. No, I mean, like, it, like you said, and it's so funny because it's immediately after the draft. You have it. Grade it. Like, give us a grade.
It's all based on what you thought before the draft, too.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, I think they killed it. I think they did awful. I really don't know. Yeah. I really have no clue because, like you said, at that time, what they were saying about Europeans, it was correct.
Used to be that there was a lot of uncertainty if they'd ever show up.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No, that was the thing.
Kind of past that.
Yeah. But at that time, we're talking 98. Yeah, they may show up. They may not ever come. Like, and the ones that do come, they're okay. But are they worth the number 6 overall pick? We don't know. And it's so funny hearing that. And now, like, 25 years later.
Hall of Famers.
Yeah. They're Hall of Famers. And, like, foreign players dominate the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, two more.
Oh, yeah, European players are such a gamble. Now they're like, where can I have
like,
more?
It's like everybody, and we do the Euro step. We try to play their style of, like, Dan Hurley's dominating the sport, playing their style of basketball. Like, man, how far we have come in. How far we have come in just, 25 years of existence. It's funny.
Let's get Dr. Ted in here. Dr. Ted, good to hear from you, buddy. Welcome into the drive. What's up?
Hey. I've been listening to you the last several weeks, and one of the things that I've noticed we don't have is really the musical tradition. You know, something like Sweet Caroline or John Denver's music over in West Virginia. I thought maybe we should have something like the Bohemian Rhapsody sometime before the start of the third quarter in football, or the start of the second half in basketball. Something that will stimulate the crowd. Nobody listens to the band. So I thought that would be something that we can do to stimulate the crowd. And I hope that we start filling the stadium. That's a crowd that is really good, having been in the blackout games against West Virginia and Florida State in the rainout. So, what do you think about it?
Yeah, appreciate the call there, Dr. Ted. Thank you so much. Yeah, the problem, like, I think he's right. I would love if Louisville football in particular had more things that we would consider kind of traditions.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's fair to say, like, U of L's fan base is barely like two generations old in terms of this kind of college football. Mm-hmm. You know, it really starts with Howard.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not to dismiss anyone that came before. I'm not. But, like, that was when there was a real commitment to try and play big boy football.
Yes.
And the things that come with that, like, Louisville's doing stuff from the 80s forward that more established places were doing in the 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. And there's just, it takes time to, and those things have to develop, I think, organically. There has to be a random game where something happened and, like, now we're doing that forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. Like, I think he's right. I just don't think you can do it on purpose.
No. It like you said, some programs had a 40-year head start. Like,
and still didn't win anything.
Yeah. or won a bunch and then stopped after certain things happened, integration or whatever. But like I said, it takes time to really build up. It takes time to really do those things. It's funny because and also it takes not just the commitment, but also some specialty things to happen, like some special seasons to happen. I hate bringing them up, but let's use them for an example. Clemson. I like to talk about Clemson. They won a title in the 80s, but then they went like a lull for like a long time.
Yeah.
Just kind of being like, just being a team.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they were awful, but they were never like a national champion. Then Dabo comes, which most people didn't even want Dabo because he was like a special teams coach. And then he starts recruiting at a super high level. Like, it's a bunch of talent that comes out of South Carolina, and he focuses on getting a ton of that talent. And then it's like, oh, like we can be like a national power.
Yeah.
Like, there's a void here that we can occupy along with the SEC schools, and now that's when they became Clemson. I think part of Louisville taking that next step goes into what we were talking about yesterday, is recruiting. And once you're able to do that, but it's going to take some time. It's going to take some success with what you have and growth in the NIL space to then be considered one of those high power teams, one of those more traditional teams. This is something that's going to take some time, but I do think, and the right person. Like I said, Clemson had to find their Dabo. Like, they weren't doing that before Dab. Now he's kind of working backwards because he's not adjusting with the times. I think we found our guy. It's just going to take some time to become the guy to take us to that next level.
Yeah, it's been a lot of you are saying, hey, what about Joker and the Thief? I think he's hoping for more of those. Mm-hmm. Joker and the Thief is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No one was like, U of L announces this is the new tradition.
Yeah. It just happened.
Yeah.
It just happened. Michigan of Mr. Brightside, which I didn't know was a thing until fairly recently.
What?
Michigan, they play Mr. Brightside at some point during the game. So, yeah, you didn't know it was a tradition. I didn't know until, like, recently.
For them?
No. Yeah.
I just thought all white people like that song.
You're not wrong.
Right?
Yeah. No, yeah.
I've never met one that doesn't.
Yeah.
You're not really just like Wisconsin jump around. We know about
right, and but, I bet you that they didn't pick that either.
No,
yeah, like it just kind of happened.
Yeah,
may have played it one time, seen the reaction. Was like, oh, we like that. That was a nice reaction.
Right. Keep doing that.
Let's try that
and
again.
We'll try see to find
it,
more.
Yeah,
of
let's
those,
see
right?
if it happens again. Like, because you may be like, oh, it was just a one off thing, and then you do it again, and the same reaction happens, and it's like, okay, we can. You know, we can keep this going.
The biggest thing U of L needs, look, I think Dr. Ted largely. Big picture is saying like there's another level for U of L fans as a football fan base to reach.
Yeah,
and I no one can deny that we can do it sometimes. It's the doing it on a year in year game in game out kind of basis that most places don't have fan bases that are just like it doesn't matter what happens I'm going to be here and like there's some waxing and waning there is.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that they need is for somebody to stay.
Yeah,
because what you need is 4, 5, 6, 7 years in a row of knowing what to expect and getting it when you go there. And, of course, knowing what to expect that it's good. It's habit forming, and it becomes like, I don't want to miss that. And, like, the expectation of it, once you've got it, it lasts a really, really long time.
That's a good point because a lot of these, like, traditional powers, the powers that be, they had coaches that lasted decades. Yep. Like, that matters, too. Like, that is a great point. Like, Louisville football hasn't had a coach that lasted a decade.
They've had one coach since 69 who stayed more than 4 years.
4 years. So, we're talking about games. But, like, half a decade. Like, think about it. Like, these
and it's Howard.
Yes.
And look what got done.
Yeah, so Bobby 2.0 was five years. And, the fifth year, we want to forget about, obviously. Right. Yeah, Howard was here until we joined the conference.
Yep.
All of that matters.
They lay a foundation.
Yes. But if you have, like, that's the thing. In the winning, in all of those things to become the norm, it's like, hey, I'm not, because that is a stigma that you're fighting against. If you have great success here, are you going to leave? Are you going to, in Scott's case, look at South Carolina? In Charlie's case, go to Texas. John L's case, move on. Bobby, first time. Second, the first time. Yep. All of those things happen. And that is something, like, if you look at the history of Alabama football, Bear Bryant was there forever, and he laid the foundation. Then Saban was there forever and won a ton, 14, 15 years?
Yeah.
And then you had, like, the same said with all, whether it's Joe Paterno at Penn State or Bobby Bowden at Florida State, or all of these people were there for a very long time. And over the course of those years, they were able to cultivate.
And it becomes a level no one will let it get below. Mm-hmm.
Does LSU weirdly not have anyone that's been there for a long time? Because, like, Saban goes to the NFL. Les Miles gets fired at some point.
Les Miles was there for
a while.
He was
there for a bit, But, like, it just seems like LSU has just been churning out coaches a lot lately.
It seems like it really doesn't matter who their coach is.
They're going to win a title.
Like, as long as you just don't mess it up, you're gonna win a championship. They had three in a row.
Yes.
It would be funny if, like Ed Orgeron can win a title there. Brian Kelly can't. Like, that would be hilarious.
That would actually be pretty crazy.
Kelly's going to be that guy that can't win the big one. I don't care if he's been there a couple times. Can't win the big one.
Since talking about Brian Kelly, and since, did you guys see like the final Learfield Cup, Director's Cup standings that were released today? Nothing super interesting about it, except for one thing.
The Cincinnati thing?
Yes.
Okay, I did see that.
So
yeah.
Every Power 5 school finished in the top 100 of the Learfield Cup rankings. Part of that is they've got more resources. Mm-hmm. Part of that is they offer more sports. But usually you get – a bunch of Big East schools and other schools that are really good at other stuff besides football, and they find their way in there, and it's a surprise. So for it to have all of that, all the schools in the Power Five were finished in the top 100 except for one, Cincinnati, who finished 295.
Oh, wow, not even the top 250.
All Power Five schools finished in the top 100 except for Cincinnati. They were 259th, and they were the only Power Five school that did not reach the postseason in any sport.
Did not know that, but I'm not surprised. I don't know why. I'm just not surprised.
That's like impressive.
Yes,
impressively.
Talking about men's and women's.
Back your way into something.
Yeah, like men's and women's no postseason. Nothing. Damn.
And it's like
that's right. Damn.
It's not like they have a history of just being that trash.
Yes,
like that's like right. They've have a history of being like successful. Like they've had successful basketball yep. teams, had very successful recent football teams, and to like to be that bad.
Satterfield wearing them.
Well, it's that first year of the Big 12, too. That first year of the Big 12.
You think that's what it is?
I think that's part of it. I think they still thought they were in a little man's conference. They got to the Big 12 and got a rude, very, very harsh, rude awakening. Because to finish that low, 259 is just, I mean, that's just ridiculous. Like, that is ridiculous.
Like you said, you would expect, like, one sport to be, like, I don't golf. Okay. Like, yeah, something. Okay. Like Houston, at least we knew the men's basketball team was going to be really good because they've been that way forever. But, like, yeah, the rest of the conference, come on.
Texter said, is Kenny from Cincinnati? Mid-Cincinnati, Texter said. That's a good effort. I get what you're going at, going for there. You're right. It does. One, ha-ha.
Yeah.
The hell with y'all. I don't care. It's funny. Also, we love you. Thank you.
Absolutely. 1,000%.
Hope you get it figured out.
Hey, eventually. Best of luck to you. Scott's getting paid no matter what, so hey, you know he's
which
all right.
One in your mind, like which one gets back to being more of what they have been, football there or men's basketball there? Because it's not going to be easy for either one of them.
It's not, and their basketball conferences just got better. They added Arizona, yes. They added Colorado, which is in the tournament last year. Like
to go with. Baylor, Kansas State.
Houston. Like,
yeah. Arizona State's had a hell of a recruiting class.
Iowa State. Yeah. Colorado was a tournament team last year.
Yeah, Arizona State.
They did hire Danny Manning, though.
They did. Colorado did.
Come back to the pack a little bit.
He's just an assistant, though. Like he's just an assistant.
I saw him at the Walmart out by the Ford plant on Westport Road mm-hmm. out there. The slowest walking person I've ever seen in my entire life. Just it looked like it was very difficult. Laborious every step. It was awful.
And that's here. Elevation's a little high up there in Colorado. I hope
that's true.
I hope he's okay.
I was like, this is unbelievable how slow.
And he's very noticeable.
Yeah, he's right. He doesn't blend at all. That's right. Yeah.
There's not many guys 6'10 plus in Louisville.
Just hanging around Walmart or, you know, Kroger.
But in a way,
whatever.
Like, I look back, I'm like, of course. Yeah. Like this fits. That tracks with everything else.
Do you have a clipboard with him?
No.
That was more of a Jameson thing, though.
It was definitely a Jameson thing.
What's that dude doing?
Now, yeah. Back to, you know, he's back at headquarters, back at HQ up in Beaverton.
He went right back.
Oh,
you think they got him like working in a factory or what?
He's
shelving shoes or what?
Yeah. Oh, he's getting uniforms ready. Getting uniforms ready. He's laying out the uniforms for Dan Lanning's team. He's getting them ready, making sure the size 12 cleats are
pushing
in
this cart with uniforms.
Are in Dylan Gabriel's locker? You know, like he's making sure Dylan Gabriel's locker is stocked with every uniform combination ever.
Did you see Oregon men's basketball change their basketball court logo? Or not logo, but the court design?
Design?
Yeah, you know, it was one thing.
The Alpine Forest?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, thank God. It's not as bad as it, but I mean.
So weird.
That was awful.
It was one of those, like, this is neat, but it's such a bad visual. Like, your eyes are strained the entire
neat.
Night.
It was not it. Neat at all. It was I hated not it. Neat at all. No. Honestly, I was surprised it lasted as long as it did. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you said they changed it. I'm surprised it took this long. I'm still trying to think of which one gets back on track. I want to say basketball. Like, I really do.
I think it's basketball but just because it's like, the league is harder, but you don't need that many guys to just totally change your team.
This is true. This is
football,
true.
Football, you do. And Scott's not great at that.
No, he's not. Well, the thing is, I think they just may run Scott out of town. He goes 2-10 again this year. Like,
I think they're going to run out of town. 50. 15th yeah. this year.
That's
or something.
What I'm saying. I think they're just going to run him out of town. Like, I think they, like, the same things that irritated us are very much irritating them. And then he goes on a platform this year and says, I couldn't even go to the gas station. Like,
no, that we.
Like, I don't think that lasts. And so, therefore, I think they can turn it around. So, I'm going to say football. I just don't think under Satterfield. I'm going to say football because the basketball is just so brutal.
Football under the next
guy. Under the next guy. There we go.
Where is Sat's next landing place? Is
right it back the to App State.
App State?
Come on, man. Yeah. It's got to be App State.
Either go to App State or wherever Matt Campbell goes, if he eventually goes somewhere.
I was going to say, is Iowa State going to actually fire Matt Campbell?
No, I mean, like, he'll be on his staff.
He'll be on his staff.
Yeah, yeah. He's not getting another head coaching job.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he shouldn't, but I was thinking, like, some maybe desperate – like Mountain West, like Wyoming, maybe they get desperate.
That's super far from Boone.
Yeah, that's true.
What'd you say? What was the place?
Wyoming.
Yeah, no.
Akron. Mm-mm. Buffalo. I don't know. I'm just naming schools.
He needs to be in like Campbell.
He needs to
like that's where like that's
go to the FCS
Furman.
Level.
Yeah, Furman.
Yeah, Campbell.
That's super close.
Yeah, and it's right in like North Carolina or something. It's there. It is. I think that's because being at this level,
he didn't have enough. Yeah. Ass. There like he doesn't is. Have enough. He just doesn't. Mm-mm. Like, this is not for you, buddy.
Mm-mm.
That's okay.
And it is.
The world needs guys like him, too. They do.
He was a good FCS OC. That's when App State was dominant.
That's true. Great story about that. The Michigan game. Maybe you remember him saying, like, it was too far away from the press box to get down to the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So he just went to the concession stand. He's like, just keep doing what you're doing, guys. He just stayed in the press box. Couldn't get down. So he didn't even get to go talk to the team at halftime.
I never heard that. That's actually hilarious. That is
and they won.
That is such a Scott Satterfield thing. Yeah, like, that fits him.
When I first heard it, I was like, that's a funny story. And now I'm like, lazy ass.
That is him. Like, that is his too far away? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do know they hold the elevators for the coaches.
They do. Like, they do. That. Ron English was furious after the ACC championship game.
Oh, for real?
I should.
Texas said, Sat's going to go coach with Calipari. That's pretty funny. Sat will coach Bishop Sycamore.
Let's go.
Jacksonville State sounds about right. Yeah, I could see. Yeah. I could see Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Something like that. If they're still around, right? There's still a Southern Miss, right?
Yes.
That still exists. Yeah.
I remember
that. That was Brett Favre's school.
College. I was going to say he's playing money for volleyball arenas. I'm sure you can help basketball out.
He's stealing money. Stealing money from the welfare system in Mississippi. But
College of Charleston.
Yeah.
For Sat, huh?
There it is.
Chris Mack together.
Yeah. Back again, old buds.
All right. Let's take our last break here. We will come back, put a bow on this one here on the Drive on a Thunderbolt. Right back.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to The Drive, presented by Fitness Market, right here on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Ennis and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back into The Drive here on 93.9 The Ville. Mark Ennis, Jeff Lightsey Jr. I know we planned to talk about this, and I didn't want us to get all the way through without bringing it up here at least a little bit. NBC has plans to use AI-generated summaries, of Olympic events using Al Michaels' voice and AI sort of creating him reading these summaries that are going to be written of various Olympic events. I hate this.
Yeah.
This it feels gross to me. It feels like dystopian. What are we doing?
And what did they say the purpose of it? Is it because he can't make it because of age or health or something? Like, is there a reason? Like, There's a million people for
grumpy
NBC.
Grumpy as hell, that's why.
Yeah, like, there's a million people for NBC that's going to be in Paris. They can do this. Why are we, like AI, it can be helpful and beneficial, but it can definitely be dangerous. And to know that a major player, an NBC, is going to use AI, in this case, it's like, what do we believe, what do we not? What's real and what isn't? The lines between reality and virtual are blurring even more. I'm not a fan of this at all. I don't like this, not one bit.
I'm shocked that, like, I think it's at least somewhat incumbent on Al Michaels to be like, no.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Do you not own your rights? I mean, I know you worked for NBC for a lot of years, but at some point your name, image, and likeness belongs to you and not NBC.
I don't like this at all, man. I don't know. This just feels gross to me. Like, this just does not sit right with me. Al Michaels, like you said, doesn't work for them anymore. He does the Thursdays with Amazon. They kind of pushed him out of the booth for Tirico. I don't know. There's something about this just doesn't sit right.
It's gross to me.
Yeah. Like, it shouldn't take that long to have, like Tirico or someone else just do a voiceover of something real quick.
It's literally, they're literally going to have 500 employees in Paris for the Olympic Games. You don't tell me one of them.
I don't understand how, like, broadcasters, like, as a group, kind of got to stick together here. They're trying to put you all, like, us too, I guess.
Yeah.
An AI radio show would suck. I just want you guys to know that. I do not consent to that ever.
Not ever.
You got to stand up, like, come on, guys. They're trying to be done with all of you.
Yeah. And let you know.
He's grumpy as hell, dude. He was miserable on those Amazon games.
Those games were miserable, though, first.
Yeah. Listen to me. I'm ripping somebody for being grumpy, too.
And it's like, this is just letting you know, like, if something were to ever happen to you, or if you age out and you transition or whatever, we could still have you around if we want you to. And that's the part that I don't like.
Yeah, like, it's you're going to talk whether you like
it. Yes! I don't like
it
that.
It feels because, like a Black Mirror kind of
thing.
Yeah,
right? Because Al Michaels is up
like
in age.
Quit. Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, it's like he's up in age and whatever. So it's like, we're showing you that even if something were to happen to you, if we want to use your voice, we want to say you did it, whether you did or didn't, we can still do that. And I'm just not a fan of that at all. I don't like that at all.
Mm. No, I don't like that they're doing it. It's unnecessary. It seems like almost like grossly efficient, you know, uncomfortable. Like, I understand being efficient and saving money and all this, but it's sort of like, we can get this without the people. And I'm just sort of like,
it doesn't feel right. No, it doesn't. It does not. And I don't like this in the slightest. Like, I wish you would have said no. I hope it comes out that he did say no and they're still doing it. Like, I hope that comes out, because then we all can just bash NBC, because I'm not a fan of this at all.
If they were going to do that, though, who would you like it to be?
I mean, it is Al Michaels.
But who would you want? Al Michaels is not exciting anymore.
Yeah. Well, you can, again, with AI, you can just make it younger Al Michaels with more energy.
Is this just anybody?
You know what? If you're going to do AI, like, why not do freaking Howard Cosell or
I was
something?
About to say, or John Madden or something. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know. I was just like, if you're going to do it.
And then no one's offended.
No.
Yeah, Jack Buck.
Except for his family.
I mean, he's dead, though. That, but, you know. I was going to say Jack Buck.
I mean, John Madden's not here. Everybody whose name is dead. Like, so he's like Jack Buck. Yeah, so is John Madden. And, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to do it, like, do somebody that I can't, like, call right now or, like, you know, see. But even – and that's the thing. That's what also makes it gross to me, because, like, if they were to do that, I'd be like,
Like, remember the, like, Tupac, like, hologram years ago?
Yeah, and crazy
his family's like,
AI
don't.
Tupac. Yeah. No.
Drake tried that.
Like, yeah. He's still paying for it.
Like, Prince, I'm sure he just signed, like, in his, like, will, or, like, you will not use my image in anything.
Oh, yeah,
forever.
Nah. The Prince, if they tried to do that with Prince, nah, his folks, because they know he didn't want that. Like, he, like, that's the thing. We might not have known anything else. We know AI. Yeah, he didn't want no parts of that at all. Yeah, so that's I'm like, I'm good.
Couple of other texts. AI, an AI radio show would just be Nikki, like how it is when Nick runs the V show, just all top 10 lists. Yeah, it'd just be all Mount Rushmore's of Mount Rushmore's. I couldn't even say it right. Gus Johnson, that would be pretty fun.
Yeah, it would actually.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
I love Gus.
But just hire Gus on and have him do a voiceover. Like, it's not that, Like, oh, no, we got to chill out more money as we're a multi-billion-dollar media company.
An AI couldn't be Gus Johnson. I just refuse to believe that an AI could be that ecstatic about anything. Like how Gus is ecstatic about like hard hits or touchdowns.
Or even like water polo.
Just anything. There's no way an AI can recreate Gus Johnson. I refuse to believe that. They can do Al Michaels, though, because he's pretty traditional. But Gus, mm-mm. There's no ChatGPT, no AI that could recreate that guy. He's just too good.
Texas says AI Dan Dockage. Just gets he glitches saying sack up over and over again.
Why go one step further? AI Clay Travis.
Oh god.
And that guy's probably also still a dumbass.
That's right. DAI. You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Spencer, I wanted you to play this quickly. I know we talked a lot in the 4 o'clock hour about Texas A&M's coach going to Texas and all of the understandable, very, very raw feelings from the Texas A&M side. And I think that they're entitled to all of that. We really more talked about, like, don't be kind of schmuck about it. It's like media making it worse for you. TexAgs, which is an absolutely insane website. Like, whatever you think of as just sort of like the most insane message board, they are more.
Wow.
TexAgs is wild. Like, and so, they've got TV and, like, it's a multimedia empire, TexAgs, because A&M fans are crazy.
Yes, they are.
So, this guy, Ryan Brauninger, goes on whatever the broadcast is called today. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I don't know what it's called. And talks about the kind of the betrayal he feels with Schlossnagel going to Texas, mainly because he kind of carried water for him. This is kind of pathetic. Play.
Yeah, I had a working relationship with him. We texted a lot. We called each. He asked me to do him favors, whether it be reporting on the team or helping out, reporting information about game times and getting to the ballpark early, all this stuff. He did all of that knowing that he was, I was helping a guy that was conning me. I have personal relationships with guys on that staff. I really did. A couple of them were at my wedding, and I feel betrayed. Because I feel like I was looked at my face and lied to. I was talked to over the phone and lied to. There were deceitful charades put up as if nothing was going on behind the scenes. And you don't have to look at me and tell me that you're leaving and you know that you're leaving and going to Texas. But I also don't play me for a fool. Don't build up all this other stuff and come up with these grand stories of what you've got planned for the future when you know it's all a lie. And the layers that we're gone to try to throw people off the scent, at the end, we're going, okay, this is all too much. Like, it just kept doubling, tripling down. It was all too much. So, I'm disappointed. I really am. It's hard for me not to sit up here today in front of this microphone and be extremely disappointed and people that I thought were stand-up human beings.
Texter into the UPS Jobs text line in response to this clip says, bro sounds like he's bitter about getting friend-zoned. That's exactly what he sounds like. Mm-hmm. What that really was one long confession that you're a rube.
There it is.
Like, I'm sorry. Like,
there it is.
It can't have come as a surprise to you that coaches lie. Mm-hmm. What the hell was that? You just stole a coach from somebody else in football.
Mm-hmm.
After you tried to steal another one. After you stole another one.
You stole this baseball coach. And fired him. From TCU.
Like, how is this a shock to you?
It's a shock because he's mad that he did them all those favors by probably not covering the team the appropriate way. Right? Like, the things that media gets crucified for certain, and then other people have to fight that battle. It's like, hey, no, I do my job correctly, but there's other people, like you said, that do carry water for certain people. And it's like, dang, I carried all this water. I didn't properly, talk
that
about.
That stripper said she loved me.
Yeah.
And this dude's shocked to find out she was only in it for the money.
It's the name of the game.
What the hell are we doing, dude?
I invited these guys to my wedding.
God, right?
Like, I'm supposed to feel sorry for you that someone at your wedding's I'm sorry.
This man said, I felt betrayed and I invited them to your wedding.
That's his you problem.
Exactly. This is personal.
What are you doing inviting coaches? Like, what are you doing?
No, that's stupid. Yeah, we're getting stupid now. Like, come on. But that, like, that lets me know you never did your job properly.
Yes.
You never did your job properly. And you feel betrayed because those guys did. The thing is, coaches are supposed to try to manipulate the media. Like, that's part of the game.
That's exactly right. But it's you're supposed to know that.
Yes.
No one is, imagine the politics equivalent of this, where somebody's like, that dude said he was going to vote for that, and he didn't. What is going on? Like, where have you been?
Exactly.
Like, how good of a reporter are you that you're completely credulous? Everything they say, you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
That dude said he had big plans. They all say that.
That's what he's supposed to say. What else is he going to say? I actually plan on leaving here in 3 years. Like, no, he's going to tell you what you want to hear.
God, how funny would it be if there was one coach who's like, this is a stepping stone. How fun. Like, that would be great. But I just, that was so odd. It'd be like, I did them all these favors. Dude, have some self-respect. Like, even if you do that, don't tell me.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. We didn't need to know this.
Yeah, you didn't need to fess up to that.
Yeah, we didn't need to know this. Because the thing is, there's media members who are fans.
You got turned out by these guys. That's not my problem.
Yeah, like, there's media members that are fans, but you were too much of a fan. Like, you were clearly too much of a fan.
Yes.
Like, you couldn't separate your work, your line of work, versus your fandom. And you got combined them together, and as a fan, you knew you had instant access to the head baseball coach at Texas A&M.
Yeah, you used this media access to be a super fan.
Yes, that's what it was. And now you got heartbroken, like a fan, because a coach moved on. Which happens in every sport at every university. Coaches either get fired, they move on, whatever. But it happens. And because you were too much of a super fan and probably didn't report on this team the way you should have, because you were a fan and because you had this access, now you're hurt. And the thing is, you didn't have to tell the world this, though. Now we know your integrity is
a whore.
Yeah.
And the next Texas A&M baseball coach knows you can just, he's probably alert now. You can't manipulate him.
Yeah, why?
He's now alert.
I doubt it.
I got to be honest with you. That did not sound like a dude who learned his lesson.
No, not at all. No, it sounds like he's hurt. But if the next coach comes in and says, hey, buddy, I'll never do you like that, he's going to believe that, too.
He didn't love you, but I do.
Yeah, there it is. It can be the rebound. Yeah, like, come cry on my shoulder. But make sure you write them good articles about us. If we struggle, you know, you make sure you take care of us.
Yeah, we're going to beat Texas next year.
Have some self-respect, dude. God. So awkward.
Now, that was awful.
Which is why we should have gone on the day after Kenny and be like, man, I did all these favors for Kenny Payne.
Well, some people should have.
We didn't, but.
Some people owe you a couple shows where they do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was played.
You tricked me.
And that's the thing. Like, but that type of stuff is what hurts other folks.
That's exactly right.
It hurts other people in media because they assume that everybody's like that. And that's just not the case. Like, that's not the case. Like, everybody's not like everybody.
Everybody's
like,
not for sale.
No, not at all. And the thing is, especially for that cheap, the fact that you got to text them,
right?
The fact that you invited them to your wedding, it wasn't like he actually gave you real money.
Like, the Texas A&M assistant baseball coaches invited your wife? What? Why?
Like, what?
What are you doing?
I imagine the wife's like, okay, whatever, invite the guy.
Because think about it, you could have only known these people for like 3 years. He came there in 2021. And like, you know, he's not like he was there for 10 years. You could have only known these people. So over the course of these 3 years, when you got married, you thought it was appropriate to invite these coaches. Come on, dude.
This is A&M. This is weird.
Yeah.
Weird-ass people.
It is. It's like a lock and step right where it's supposed to be.
If you told me that, just played that clip, I'd be like, who does this person cover? I would guess A&M first.
Yes.
Every time. Every time. Alabama second.
I would have, if you didn't tell me the sport, I could have went with UK basketball.
I would not have done baseball.
Yeah.
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 Like, don't overlook that part of this. Mm-hmm. No offense to baseball coaches.
No, it's true.
You're cheap if you whore out for a baseball coach. Right? Yes. Come on.
Yeah, like, what's next? You're going to show for?
What do you cash that clout in for?
Like, Oklahoma softball now? I mean, they're good. But like, seriously, if someone's chilling out for them, I'm like, where are your priorities?
I mean, you can ask the average Texas A&M, like, before all of this, just if you would have picked a random day in February, ask the average Texas A&M student who their baseball coach is.
But like, do you have,
like they right, wouldn't know? Like, you
know what I'm saying? Texas said these coaches were probably pissed. The head coach made him go to the wedding to keep up the good PR. Do they need PR? Like, do you have to massage the message about how baseball's going? Just do you football?
For definitely
the big revenue sports.
Definitely. Like
that's what, baseball. Kind of good, kind of bad.
I guess.
No one's going to feel like you're hurting the enterprise here.
That's not. Yeah, you're right about that. But I guess if you're going to get any press, we're going to make sure it's good. Got to make sure it's all good.
Imagine if it is when, like, Ross Bjork left to go to Ohio State. It's like, man, I did everything for this AD. And then he just left to go to Ohio State. It's like,
there probably was somebody that did that.
Oh, gosh. It's A&M. I'm not surprised if it did happen.
That is just
It's
funny,
a weird man. Place.
It is. It is strange. Even their reporters, apparently.
And the worst part about it for guys... men and women like us who fought, like you try to do the job, and even though we straddle the fan line more than like just like a Tyler Griever or something,
yeah,
none of us who aren't just whores for it want these coaches to think that's appropriate.
No,
like I don't want them to think this guy also thinks he should never say anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, no, pal, I want you to know I'm definitely gonna say something bad if you give me something bad to say.
Yes.
And in, like this sort of thing right here, like this is how coaches get to thinking that you should just always say what they want and nothing else.
That's 100%. Well, that explains his reaction at the podium.
Yeah.
Because think about the...
That's a good point.
Think about like if Tex Aggs were the ones that asked him that question.
They were.
And they're the same people that act this way.
I went to your wedding.
Yes. Yes, we sent guys to your wedding. Why are you asking me? Yeah, I'm not saying I shouldn't be asked. But that
almost... What if he told you, like, shut up?
Yeah, that almost explains why.
I didn't tell you could ask me a question.
He was so pissed. Because that company is the same company that...
And that dude's name is Ryan. What if he's like, Brian, come on. Doesn't even get his name right. And that dude's just sitting at home like, man, they never loved me.
My name's Brian now. He said it. I'm okay, I'm changing my name to Brian.
I guess they decided I'm Brian now. That's exactly how that logic works. That's a very, very good point.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just humiliated for that guy.
No,
nasty. You did not have to do that.
That's the biggest thing. Nobody asked for that.
You didn't have to tell us that.
Nobody asked for that.
Yep.
He gave it up voluntarily.
All right. That is going to do it for us here. We appreciate you guys interacting with us. You've been listening to The Drive on Athena Bill. See you.